morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Desu. This is brought to you by Amstel Malta. Right, today is Wednesday. Today is Diabumi. But first of all, I want Sherif. Somebody tweeted. Somebody, I have one up on you now. Somebody tweeted and said that woman. That's about Obiano's photograph.
Okay.
You know, I won't relent. Okay. That woman who was carrying food with the police oddly. You didn't complain when you saw that, even though you were on leave. You didn't call in. You didn't. So I have one up on you.
Yes, you do.
I don't like that at all. Go away. Okay, I have Ratata and So-So. Two of them are here, you know, from our Wazobia crew. Morning to you.
Morning, sir.
Yes,
morning.
But I need to say happy birthday to my very good friend, Sonny Rabo, you know, who is our colleague.
Yeah.
I have very sweet memories of him, you know, of the good old days when he used to hang out with the guys, other guys at the Texaco, I wanted to say police station, Texaco petrol station restaurant back in the day, with the likes of Manionu Mono, Bisio Latilo. Where is Patrick O'K? Can somebody fish him out for me? He must be somewhere. Yori Folani. All these veterans have now become old men. They are now in their 70s. Ron Ngbatogu is almost 80. You know, we grew up with these people, and it's a joy to see Sonny turn 70. I saw a nice dignified photograph of him in Benin attire. I don't know whether they don't make Sonny chief. Do we have Sonny on the line yet?
Not yet.
Okay, when we have him on the line, we'll get to talk to him. So we go straight to business. Now, So, you've been here before, right?
Yes, I have.
You have, so you know the way it works. Did you tell this man what you experienced the day you came?
Let him hear with his ear.
With his ear? Okay. Is it true that the two of you are married?
I don't know. Let us...
confess, my friend.
Debunk that statement.
You know, you're married. The two of you are married now.
That's I don't know. Come, are you married?
My name is Ratata.
All right.
Yes, we know your name is Ratata. Yes, are you married to this woman?
Anyways, I think I'll skip that.
You know, this is, let me confess, you know, this is a very fine woman.
For the sake of his mom.
And we're on YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
The boys out there are very dangerous.
She's a woman, she's a woman. Whether married or not, the boys will always be dangerous.
So you don't mind?
I don't mind.
Are you Jamaican? You have a Rasta on. Are you Jamaican or you're Nigerian?
I'm Nigerian, but
you're a Rastafarian.
Yeah, I'm Nigerian. I'm not Rastafarian. I'm just in love with the reggae music that originated from Jamaica.
From Jamaica.
Yeah.
And that's how come you have your hair like that?
Yeah, man.
Yaman. What Yaman. Does Yaman mean?
Yaman means you know,
yes.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I'm a jazz Afrobeat person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Fella wasn't too keen about Jamaicans.
Of course. Yeah.
He didn't like the hair, actually.
Okay.
He said something that wasn't too good.
Bad looks.
But yeah. your people during First Act 77, all these guys that came from Jamaica, listen to this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they come, you know, Jamaicans always have this thing that they're the ones who can spoke the way, whatever.
Yeah.
Ask Kelvin. Kelvin would have heard the story. They all fell down. Fella was laughing at them.
Yeah. It's because they have their own reasons for the herbs and all of all that. Yes, it's for spiritual reasons, not for abuse.
Fella's on the course or what?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know.
And but energy.
It's for recreation.
My advice, after where I am now,
My
advice is people should avoid any stimulant of any kind.
Yeah, true.
Even cigarettes,
even
too much drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you drink so?
No, I don't.
You don't drink?
Even smoke.
You don't smoke?
Nothing.
A man must do one of the vices.
Well,
they say that a man who doesn't drink and doesn't smoke will womanize. So, since you don't drink and you don't smoke, you can assume that you manize.
I manize. Well, that is your view.
That is. Okay, do we have Sonny on the line there?
No, yes, sir.
No, we don't. Okay. Okay, now, Ratata, you know what's your real name, sir?
Okay, my birth name, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Ratata is your real name, but you should say my birth name.
Oh, okay, your birth name. Yeah. Sorry, my apologies. Yeah. I don't know this. Yeah, you know, yeah, man.
Yeah, so, my birth name.
Your birth name.
My birth name.
Or your Nigerian name.
My birth name is Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah, that's my birth name.
That's an Oyinbo name again. Uh-huh. What is your native name?
Okay, my native name. I have a native name from that has its origin from Edo State, and I'm going to pronounce it clearly.
Yes.
It's called, or it's pronounced Itsevegi.
That's Benin.
Edo Auchi related.
Auchi, eh, yes. More?
Yeah, Ogbo.
When I was in university, I went to hide in Auchi when myself and it was K. Mahmoudou. Mahmoudou, you know, is Auchi.
Yeah.
He was the one when they were looking for us, took us to Auchi. So I stayed in Auchi very near a place called Hilltop Hotel. I don't
yeah,
know
Hilltop. Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, I know Auchi now. More?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. More style. Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
You're surprised.
No, you are.
I'm a man of many parts.
Of course. You know
excuse
that.
Me. I think I'm going to bank disabled. What do you mean, who doesn't know me?
You are. Anybody that say, Oga Jimmy,
yes.
Disu.
Yes. They know me.
I dropped my case there.
Okay, let's go. Let's play safe. Let's just go straight to the gist of it. You have Hobby Redefines Adultery. We have She Gets Under My Skin. You have Should I Get Spasted? Should I get Try Again With My Ex? My Marriage Is Getting Boring by Clarion. And She Has No Qualms About Lying. I hate people who lie. Mm. That some people, the word, when they say good morning, you have to look at the sky to make sure that...
To be sure. Sure.
Mm. Okay, let's talk about the one, My Marriage Is Getting Boring, because marriages do get boring.
Sure.
How do you know you're not married?
From research.
Which research?
I'm a broadcaster.
I go catch you.
Yeah.
Okay. Clarion says that my life is so empty. I feel I must do something while there's still time. In body they hurt. He said, my husband never tells me he loves me. Men always make that mistake.
Yeah.
He never takes me out. Men always make that mistake. Not even to the local joints, and never pays me a compliment. Ah, this your dress is fine. This or this. But, oh, you know, women like to be complimented once in a while. You give them a nice, gentle smack on the backside. You know, to say, this belongs to me. You know, things like that. He doesn't do all that. He goes out drinking with his friends most nights and spends Saturdays watching sports on telly. What a boring man. On Sundays, he spends the day with his widowed mother. Oh, Chineke. Our love life is on Saturday nights if he's home. That is, if he's at home, then he'll tap and sit down and 5 minutes is over. So at 30, with just one child, she's only 30. I could still find love with someone else. But I can't bring myself to walk out on him. Is there any other alternative? Ratata, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
Talking seriously now.
Yeah.
Is that Sonny there?
Not yet, sir.
That's it. That's a mistake that most guys make. Not acknowledging, paying attention to their wives.
Yeah.
It could be one of two things.
Okay.
They could have lost interest.
Yes.
Or it could maybe it didn't occur to them. So what do you think has happened in this case?
What I think has happened in this case is that, you see, men are different in terms of upbringing or exposure, kind of, right? Yeah, you know? Now, for me, I grew up in a house where worry now, normal worry, street wife. Worry, yeah. You can never see a typical where you man telling the wife, say, I love you, or hug. Who they hug?
It's an abomination.
Who they peck? Who they kiss?
Who they peck? Not possible. Yeah.
You know, that's why when you grow up like that, and you know, and you do not help yourself, or God does not help you, it would be terrible for you to now start,
see
you know.
No,
to not start to know how to manage a woman in that direction.
No.
You understand
he's
that?
The one talking.
Yeah, so it would be difficult for you to know how to manage a woman in that direction. So to you, it would just be there. But for a woman who grew up in, you know, under, you know, that climb of, okay, in the morning here, she sees her parents hug, and they say goodbye, you know, peck, and all of all that. She'd be expecting that from a man.
About with this of blessed memory.
Yeah.
I never saw him tell my mom that he loves her. Maybe for night, too.
Of course.
Maybe when they bomb me, you know, that kind of thing. I love you. I can't surface.
Yeah.
But I never heard him.
You see, what happened...
But so, it doesn't mean I'm like that.
I understand. Years back, while we were still children, in my church, there's what they call Men's Day, Women's Day. So when it is Men's Day, the men will go buy gift for their... So one particular Men's Day, I was just looking. When they now say, okay, it's time for the men to go around with their gift to go look for their wives. I was looking at my dad, trying to fish out my mom. When he got to where my mom was, he just gave her the gift and left. Whereas the younger men who got married, you know, about that time, I was looking at they were hugging and kissing their wives in church.
You know that traditionally, it's funny, but it's true. Traditionally, most Africans believe that it's a sign of weakness to show love. It's not real, in the real sense, not Igbo matter. You know, in African parlance, we have 3-4 wives anyway.
Sure.
So you cannot be telling Tell one that you love out. But the other one goes, hey, you go come.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. You wanted to say something.
It's a
topic.
Does
he tell you that he loves you?
Is it my husband?
Okay, let's act it now.
Let's act it.
Does he tell you that he loves you?
No, he doesn't.
Hey,
really? I don't, because I have my own way of passing that message.
What is your own way now?
My way of passing that message is communication and attention.
Sheriff, don't worry, I will ask you.
And I like.
You're getting nervous already. And I will ask you.
No shaking.
No, I will ask you.
Like, no shaking at all.
I won't even ask you.
After Ratata, so come to me.
I will know you're shaking. You're so nervous. So.
Okay, he doesn't, actually. But one thing I want to advise that lady is this: women naturally are clingy in nature.
Yeah.
We like that to be, you know, to be showered with love, mm-hmm. affection, attention. There's no law that says that if you have to sit and wait for him to be the first person.
Yes, yes.
You go to him.
Jump on him now.
Tell him, you not see my clothes today. Am I not fine? You pull it out and you get it.
Well,
you tell him you love him.
I support that.
You tell him you love him. He will respond.
Yes.
You go to him. Don't sit and wait until he makes the move. You make the move. Because that's what you want.
But that's not just that. Mm-hmm. She also says that during the week, he never pays compliment. He goes out drinking with his friends most nights. Austerity don't enter. You know, if he's do that one. Plenty, and on Saturdays he watch sports on telly. Maybe she should watch with him.
You see, you have to create that bond.
The woman must be first interesting. The woman must be first interesting.
How?
To get the man's attention, for example. So if for a man you marries, you know, you get married to a woman who is not interesting.
Interest
in the sense of what I like, you're not interested in what I like. For example, I do art, I do music, and my wife does not appreciate art or music. It's a problem. We cannot really just talk.
I don't understand.
You should understand.
If the woman is not interested
in my art, in my music, and in my martial art, for example.
Is it about you alone?
No, it's about me alone. For example, now, I do martial arts.
It's not about you.
Right? Yep. So by the time I come back from my training, right? Yes, the woman should be able to say, I was training. Should you take off my kids? You know, or you understand? From there, a communication will start.
If you take off your kids, something will start again.
That is it. So that will keep me at home.
But wait, why should it be that she should? When has she come back and you have taken off her shoe?
Well, like I said, it depends on the kind of shoe she's wearing.
It depends on the kind of kit you're wearing.
For example, I have the kind of shoe I like to see on the lady, and she has a different kind of version. I'm going to be interested, for Christ's sake. Yes.
Anyway, Sha, there should be a balance somehow.
He was saying that it depends on the kind of shoe that you're wearing.
Exactly.
Well, okay. What is the shoe that you cannot take off?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, for example, I like to see my woman on heels. And my woman keeps telling me, I don't like it, I like flat. By the time she's putting on flats, I would not even see her.
So because the shoe has flat, you
also
take
it off. Yeah, it's difficult, but by the time I see her on heel, I'll see the poisonous shoe. That would take me to closer to her. I say, man, you are
okay,
hot.
Don't worry. You are in trouble.
Yes.
Let's go there. You love it.
All right. Let's somebody should. I think you'll enjoy this one if you watch it on YouTube. I mean, I don't know why I brought the two of them.
Yeah.
So have been here before. Mm-hmm. But I think that essentially, I think it gets easier if you marry your friend, and you have almost the same interests.
Sure.
I think that helps.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of the two of you, since you're in the same profession, you're halfway there. You know, I don't say. But when it comes to shoe, don't mind him. The shoe where you want me to go back.
Leave him. He's talking about shoe. Don't worry.
For her, right, it's easier, like you said, when you marry somebody with your friend. For example, I like reggae music. She likes reggae music.
Okay.
So when I'm going to do a performance, she's always there because she's the backup singer.
Oh, you play reggae music?
Yeah, yes. I have a band.
I have a live band.
And so she is the lead backup for the band. So that makes us almost always together.
You don't talk all this one.
No, it was was not. It's nice saying it.
So is that saying, so you people play reggae with
Mwanga.
Do you have your own composition?
Yes, of course I have a couple. In fact, the last I did was in Clouds. You know, a video. If you go on YouTube now and type what's Bosom Friend. Bosom Friend by Ratata. You see it live and direct.
Live and direct.
Yes, Bosom Friend by Ratata.
I must go and look for it.
Yeah.
What is one? Can you sing one of your songs? Just two lines. I will play the guitar. You know, guitar reggae is one tune. Mwanga.
Everyone need a bosom friend. He or she can rely on. Everyone need a shoulder to rest his head to cry when they go with it. Everyone need a friend to say, "Hey, yeah, man." Greetings.
I'm tired.
Okay.
Philip, where's my water?
Yeah.
Okay, let's leave that one. They will sort themselves out. But I think it helps if you marry your friend.
Yeah.
If you marry your friend, yes, it helps. And you have things in common to talk about.
Yeah. True.
That's why people need to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is not about the woman's beauty,
no.
Her performance in the bedroom. All these things will disappear once you get married.
Yeah, very well.
To be honest with you, that interest that binds you together intellectually also helps.
Yeah,
that's what helps. Who is this now? Say both couples. There's only one couple here. Who is? What's his name? No, couple is one. Two makes one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to another one. Felicia from Makoka says that I didn't even look at the time. Okay, we can have time. It says a couple of years ago, a distant acquaintance moved into the street I currently live in. At first, we got on fine, went in and out of each other's flats. We are both single parents. Two gay one. Abi Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
It says, in the last few months, she has grown more and more. Manipulate.
Just continue to read.
So I didn't ask him now.
I understand.
No woman. It's getting under his skin. In the last few months, she has grown more and more manipulative. She analyzes my other friends and tells me what she thinks of them. That means she wants them to keep away and wants them to herself. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like the way I decorate my flat and has her views on my clothes. That's typical now.
Of course.
When you get into an apartment, usually you'd know when you get into a man's apartment as to a female apartment.
Sure.
But how do you reconcile that if you are married, though? You just leave the woman alone to do as she pleases.
Well, not really.
That's the easiest solution.
No, some men have at least a say to what they would want.
But usually it's best to just, when the man say, okay, yeah, I agree, yeah, it's nice.
It's not our fault.
Yeah, is that what?
Oh,
Sonny is here. Yeah. Okay. Hello, Sonny.
Hello.
Sonny.
Yo, how you doing?
Hey, happy birthday, you 70-year-old man. Hey, pa.
I'm 17.
Ah, you know this, Sonny. Sonny, happy birthday. I'm so happy for you and happy for myself that I've lived to see this day. I'm coming right behind. Don't worry. I'm coming right behind. I just thought to wish you a happy birthday from everybody, all my listeners and so on and so forth. To tell you that we love you and we wish you well, okay?
Amen.
What did Betty cook today? Where we go chop?
Black soup.
Ah, and with that black goat.
And pandeliam.
And they come. But how do you feel though?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel good though.
Do you feel 70? Do you feel that you are the one being talked about being 70?
Well, I have marveled at it. I've also looked at the fact that the last 2 years have been quite adventurous for me.
Okay.
Because, I mean, during the pandemic, I didn't think I would make it.
Okay, we thank God.
I had a fall a few days before. Then the 2nd of September, my right hand just went.
That's limp, all these are
almost
old
parallel
things
to the body. Could not move
soul.
It.
Oh, my soul.
You know, but I felt the love of Betty, Murray,
and Sonia,
everywhere with me, taking me to the hospital, the doctors. I mean, I just couldn't believe it was me, but then, here we are. I went through it, and to God be the glory. Many people say, I didn't know you were ill. I said, well, you can't sing such a song loud and clear, you know, so that's why many they don't know. But I'm thanking God because I'm here, alive, able to talk about it.
Yes. Okay, Sonny, I wish you all the best. I'm going to drag you in one of these days for a full 1 hour. But I just said I won't let this day pass without me wishing you happy birthday. That. And all my listeners, if you see the tweets, all my listeners and fans have been retweeting and saying happy birthday to you. Because you deserve it. You deserve it. You've excelled in your profession. And you've contributed to broadcasting in Nigeria. There's no whatever about it. Okay? So we'll invite you at a later date, Sonny. Go enjoy your pounded yam and black soup. And my love to Betty. Tell Sonia she still hasn't made me that corn beef sandwich. I'll never forget until she does it. Okay. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Okay. On this note, we'll take a short break, okay? And then we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Disso. Right here. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, we're back and we're happy to be back. And it was nice talking to Sonny about today at 70. We wish him all the best. Back to this woman. So she says she analyzes the skin. She doesn't like the way I decorate the flat. She has views on my clothes. And she commented that if it didn't look as if my husband and I were happy together, when, as a matter of fact, it's the best thing that's happened to me for ages. Now, I don't understand that. The last straw was when she commented. I thought we were talking to Echi. Abby? But it says, so they're just friends, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought my mind had gone far. Well, as a matter of fact, it's the best thing that happened to me for it. That's the woman criticized her husband. Maybe the look am.
Yeah.
The question is, how can I live my life as I want without sticking her nose in all the time? Well, ditch her as a friend now.
Exactly.
I don't waste time on things
friends.
Like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Zozo?
Yes, definitely. Because some women, women, we don't really like ourselves. That's just
You think so?
Is the truth. Women don't really just, friends on the surface.
They just tolerate each other.
But some women, actually, when they see what they like that you have and they don't have, they will look for how to, just...
Oh, I wish I could get my cousin Bolanle on the phone. There's a story like this that sounds very familiar. If she's listening now, she'll be saying, no, could you be excited again? You won't leave this story alone.
So that's, I'm suspecting that is what is happening here.
Yeah.
So since you have sensed it already, just leave her alone.
I think that's what she should do. Let's hear from our people now. 0700-993-993-993-0146-57190 for women. There are no exceptions to this one. No.
Yes, sir.
All those with female voices, and there are no risky elements out there for us. So, male to call male, female to call female. Hello, good morning. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
Ari.
Ari?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yo, greetings.
Yeah, my sister there. Good morning.
Morning.
Why you don't say yo man to your sister?
woman.
Yo man.
Uncle Jimmy, I want to say thank you. I've been for almost 1 week now. I never speak with you.
Yes.
I'm so happy with you, my brother. Like I told you, don't let whatever is happening weigh you down, please.
Okay.
And there's Double Chief. I call him Double Chief. Sonny Rabo.
Yes.
When I lost my wife, he gave me a call. And I see that call as presidential call. To Double Chief, long life, good health. Uncle Jimmy, the same goes to every one of us. We will live long and stay
alive. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, Chris. Thank you very much. Okay, any other one? No. Okay, so that one is, this one is a very simple
very,
one.
Just leave it alone.
But this one is complicated. This one I want to read now.
Okay, go ahead.
Have a caller. Hello? The caller ran. You want to, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, Jara Safara.
Yo, greetings, Wagwan.
I'm at Wokwala.
This is Captain Sonny calling from Buladu. Yes, Uncle Jimmy.
Should not be saying I won't sell me for this studio.
You make my day. You make listening to radio. Very, very funny and exciting. I wish you the best, Uncle Jimmy.
You too, Rasta. You too. Yeah, man. Whoa.
You for complete time, huh?
I want Kelvin to phone so that we can greet ourselves. Well, if Kelvin calls now, I'll just say, when fire enter for Martin call, then he will complete it for me. Yes, that one nobody will know.
Nobody will know.
It's for Kalakuta people only.
It's okay.
All right. This one is a bit complicated.
Okay.
Should I read it? Yes, I will read it.
Mm-hmm. Read it.
This is written by a man called Smart.
Okay.
I don't know whether he's smart or he's not smart, but he says his name is Smart.
Smart. Okay.
People have all kinds of names. You can give yourself any name that you like.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that it is a description of yourself.
Yes, true.
Are you with me? So this one says it's Smart. And it says, "Dear Bumi, I got married 2 years ago when I hadn't completely fallen out of love with my ex-girlfriend." Chinoke.
Problem.
This one, Nakasala. So, I met my wife on the rebound. As he was about to leave that one, he never come out finished. He met his wife on the rebound. He's fit and now who come?
Very fast.
This is, then I said, after my ex left me for another man, but the relationship didn't work out and she started mailing me. He still loves the woman. My wife is kind though.
Yeah.
She's gentle and good company. But I now realize that ex is the love of my life. And he now adds, he says, my marriage is currently childless. You go, no. So you can see where he's going. He says, what should I do? Should he follow his love? Or follow convention, which says that marriage is for better, for worse. Meaning that his body will be with his wife,
but
his spirit and mind, uncle,
we now with the other staying woman. With the other woman.
What should he do?
Tough,
I knew this one go floor you.
This one, number one, you see, this one is a lesson to everybody.
Yes.
That when you are leaving a relationship, don't jump into another one hastily.
But that sometimes that's the best way to get out of it.
Oh yeah, now see this one now.
I'm just saying. You know what? Because one of the easiest ways to take yourself out of a relationship is to start another one, so that your mind.
Okay, now if that is your case, now
yes,
you have left A to B.
To B,
no matter if A is now calling or your heart still goes back to A, remain with B. Because B is also a human being.
But you see, should you remain? I don't like the fact that I will remain with somebody because I'm feeling sorry for her. When in reality, my body will be in A, but my mind will be in B.
That's why I said this one is a tough one.
It's a tough one.
It's not really that tough.
Okay, let us knock you out. Let us hear from the men who know. Right? You tell me.
It's not really that tough, for example, right?
It's not tough.
Yeah, as a matter of morality, right? As a matter of morality, you are married,
So
you stay with this woman that you are with, right?
There is no problem, but your mind.
Yeah, because he made a choice. He made a choice he was partially out from the ex, then running into this one, got married.
We are dealing with some level of hypocrisy if you are not careful.
Yes,
and that marriage will crash in a collateral manner.
He shouldn't use childlessness as an excuse.
No, he did it. He says that. Because he's already made up his mind to leave anyway. To tell you that he's easy, there's no child involved. They can walk.
That's what I'm saying. He should not be saying that. Can't even if there are children involved.
Can't he just call the wife and tell her that I don't want to use your name, so because I don't like the way you're looking at me. Can't he just call the wife I think you know that woman. I now love her.
If the present wife has an idea of the existence of the ex. Okay, that's one thing.
What now do you expect the present wife now to do? Even if there's an
She will.
I'm also a human. It's let's put it that now. Way. Hey, say paraventure,
the wife is also
the wife.
Are you warning somebody?
No,
human. Does this story sound familiar?
Wait, no.
But
no.
There must be something. But anyways,
but wait first. Yeah, wait. Uh-huh. I agree that okay, the man's mind may not be, or his heart may not be with his current wife.
Yes,
that he still has a thing for his ex.
Yes.
Now let us not look at him alone in this context. Do we know whether the current wife is her heart is for him?
Hey, that's another.
But he said that the wife is nice now, that the present daddy that the wife is nice.
So what then happens to the wife?
But again,
no,
I think
but listen.
Yeah.
What is the value of the man?
Yeah.
When you can be looking at the body like this, but he's mine.
But there must be something he saw in this picture about that wife that made
him. He said he saw her on the river. On the rebound, everything always looks good.
Okay.
Well, yes, we don't know how old their marriage is. Let us.
No, I think it's 2 years.
Let us go into where the wisdom of matters like this resides.
Okay. Let's go there.
No, you. Where are you
going? He said telephone. I
mean, no, telephone.
You have to talk in this matter.
He will talk. Say,
let's go to
say
telephone.
Say something.
Say something. So, this is what I think, right?
Yeah.
And it's a lesson, like Soso said, because if you're on a rebound, don't ever take such a decision.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't ever think that you are in love with that person.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't ever think that the person is in love with you as well, because you are both on a rebound.
Mm-hmm.
If the person is in a relationship or out of a relationship, but you are on a rebound, don't think that the person loves you, or don't think that you love the person.
But what if we do?
Always no. It doesn't happen that way.
Okay.
Because you said something earlier, which is absolutely true. See, if you're on a rebound, you cannot test your love for that person or that person's love for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are basically just trying to evade the pains
of the other one,
of the other relationship. Yeah. Yeah. Which will not last.
I told you that he will solve the riddle.
You see, I'm
okay. So what does the guy do now? You have advised other people. Let's advise him. Bam.
So
should he or did he not leave?
I am an advocate of do whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
I'm also an advocate of morality.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to marry
the woman. The woman is the other. The current woman is a human being.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
So you have to take that as a sacrifice.
This was a tortoise.
On the guy's part. Now,
yeah, but what is the value? No, you
need to take that responsibility.
I agree that on the moral standpoint, that is what to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The question that you have not answered is, what is the value of that man whose heart is somewhere else?
No. So that's the thing.
Yes.
That's the thing.
It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, Uncle. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Before she came back, what was happening to their relationship?
Probably smooth. Probably.
No, he says that. He says that. Where did I get this?
The ex now, from what you read, the ex is no longer with the person
the
she's
other person,
with.
Yes.
So she's coming.
Let me read what he said.
Oh, yeah, now.
This is by Span. He says, my wife is kind, gentle and good company,
but
I now realize that my ex is the love of my life.
Hey, before that one, go up, read further.
Says, I hadn't completely, he said, he hadn't even fallen out of love, but the girlfriend had gone with another man.
Well, continue.
Yes, this is like in the church. verse 7.
He said,
I remember I went on the rebound after I left, but the relationship didn't work and she started mailing me.
The relationship didn't work. So she started
mailing
me.
The guy.
Meaning to say, if her relationship worked, she won't mail you.
So I would say that
but it doesn't mean the guy still. It still doesn't mean that.
Nah, you see now.
Wrong person.
No, you see now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, this kind of
very, very. Of this
no, I'm not afraid, sir. No. I believe you, sir.
No,
I'm not afraid of. Wait.
Yeah. Now, why? You see what is happening here now?
Yes.
Her relationship didn't work, so she has started mailing me.
Yes.
Now him is trying to respond back to her. Puppy, that is, he wants to now, you know, give attention to her, not willingly.
Is it not even by pity or with pity?
By pity! Thank you! That is going back to her.
No, I don't think it's by pity. I think the guy is truly still in love with the ex.
Yes!
Okay.
He's still in love with her.
She might not be in love with him, but he's in love
He's still in love with her.
With her. Okay.
And what will eventually happen is that he's still going to get his heart broken again.
Thank you!
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yes, he will get his heart broken
again. Okay.
But what I'm saying is, to in this marriage that he is in.
Face your wife.
It's easier said than done.
If what's spoiling it now is the communication with the ex.
If the ex tomorrow now communicates. If yes. the ex tomorrow now does yes. not communicate with him, that communication. Thing that he thinks because he has,
she's mailing him. So the communication now is what is foiling. Is man, what should I go back?
I'm going to call you again another day, but yes, you will not be here. So we'll be you, that's why I said you have to watch this show on YouTube.
No. It's not
okay,
like
let's
that.
Let's hear from my caller. Okay, let me play safe. Yeah. Hey, I hope you ate this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're not going to talk this night, though. You go back tonight. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Yes.
What I want to contribute to that guy is that he should not deceive himself. Because had it been the former relationship worked, you wouldn't have gone for the second one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We know that.
That is it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So? Uh-huh.
The one he has. So that he does not lose on the both sides. Because the former one can still leave him.
It might even be better okay. for him to lose on both sides and start his life
and start a fresh life.
Yes. If you see, thank you, man. Let's take another.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, Ratata.
Yo, morning.
This is just Lopez.
Yes.
See, that guy, if he wants to leave, he should leave. You know why?
Well, yes.
He's going to regret it. I want him to regret it. Because I don't know, men are just shameless. They are so shameless. You said that lady left you.
For another man.
Yeah.
And you have not come to your senses that this lady is going to destroy your life. And you know in the Bible, they say the devil comes to steal, to kill and destroy. So let that lady come back to destroy this man because it is annoying. See your loving wife. Stay with her.
Just to look where I beg you to please pray for the person. Pray for him. Pray for him. Let us remember the man in prayer. What is his name again? His name
Smart.
Is Smart. Okay. Smart is not particularly
no,
too
yes,
smart.
Yes, not too smart. The guy is not smart.
He's not too smart. Okay, let's go to another one here. 9:43. The takers are on their way now. Taker 2 will be close to the gate. Taker 1 will be running behind. My husband and I are happy in our marriage. No be me get husband though.
Nah, what did they
read? Yenka. No be me. So people don't start looking that.
Yeah.
Or could you be get husband? you have to be very clear.
Very, very clear.
Very clear with this.
Yeah.
Okay. So Yenka and her husband are very happy in their marriage. We have two little girls. Mm. And the thing that you people do at night, they're happy to also continue doing it.
Mm.
Lately, however, I've found myself fantasizing about other men. Ha! Particularly my husband's closest friend. He has recently been separated from his wife and I find myself thinking about him all the time. Meanwhile, the man doesn't know.
Doesn't know, yeah.
He says, I even become jealous when he talks about women he fancies. Is this a symptom of deeper problems in my marriage? I'm thinking of having a bite of this particular forbidden fruit. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
It's not, actually.
All you can do to prevent yourself from doing it, don't do it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
She should not, too.
Let us say, Yinka.
If she actually married her friend as her husband, she get some things where you know if you tell your husband, Shao. Because it depends on what he would say and how he would react.
Sure, yeah. No, you can tell.
Wait first, wait.
Wait
first.
You will tell your husband in this
You
case,
go
no.
tell him, but some men, even when you tell a man, say, they fantasize about your friend, some men will not be too, will not take it
depends
easy.
On the method.
That is what
depends
I'm saying. Not method, the man. Not method, man.
Let's ask the men very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
If your wife tells you I'm fantasizing about another man, what will you do?
Number one, I will stop that man from coming to my house. Number two, I'll be looking at my wife that who is evil what now?
You see?
I'll be sitting with my wife.
You see?
This This one go use auto.
You see, that's what I'm saying,
Sheriff.
So, I think number one, I actually
it's
think
just,
that
it's just a question. It's not,
no. I'll answer.
We are not telling you that.
I'll answer the question, right? But I think that she should not say such a word to anybody, not even to herself.
So should I ask myself now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Uncle Jimmy. Uncle Jimmy. If your wife tells you that she's fantasizing about another man, what
your friend
you
for
do?
That matter?
Your friend, do not about another man.
What did you? What did you say? Because stumbling has started. If your wife tells you that she's fantasizing about another man, what will you do? I'll kill myself. Best thing. Let me just go.
Your friend for that matter.
No, I'll follow my son. Because it's preposterous, really.
But but ironically, jokes apart, jokes apart, though, these things do happen.
It happens.
Exactly.
Yeah, it happens.
So they happen. It can happen to anybody because we're human. Mm-hmm. But don't say it to anybody.
But I think just that friend of the husband is a constant visitor to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, how do you know that?
Nah, so now,
I think because you go big for her to fantasize.
Not only is it, he also talks about his own other woman.
Whoa.
Why what does this woman want to do this thing now? And look at the way she even put it. She says she's thinking of having a bite.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of person she is.
Yeah.
Let's not just kid around.
Okay.
She's a player, a natural player. Perhaps it's just the marriage that is keeping her sane a little bit.
But
if given the opportunity,
she
would.
Let me read this. Okay. This I hardly do this, but once in a while I read what Dear Bumi says.
Yeah.
Dear Bumi says that your wandering eyes are not at all unusual. You see what I said?
Yeah.
I'm thinking the same way she is. It is completely normal. As a matter of fact, the most virtuous, faithful, pure-minded woman can't control her thoughts and lust all of the time, because part of a woman's makeup is a very strong sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one woman here. I'm afraid to ask her.
Go ahead, ask me.
You can ask her. She's a
no, sir, you are the anchor.
I'm not anchoring.
You are the moderator.
I'm not anchoring again.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yes, we do.
You
definitely.
Women have fantasies.
We do, but now...
Let Philly get water for this man.
Wait,
no, sir. I'm fine.
No, it's okay. The thing is that... make your man into what you want him to be.
Exactly.
That other fantasy will die down.
And it is risky for a woman to be having, to fantasize over another man, right? As against a man fantasizing over another woman.
Yes.
It's risky.
It's
for
very,
a
very risky. So you, now that you know this is how you want your man to be.
But you don't decide. The thing about fantasies is that you don't decide to fantasize. It creeps on you.
Exactly. You don't even know.
It's not that you don't. True. Let us say I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
We know now. It's obvious.
Let me tell you.
You're a woman. Where you're born?
Are you not a woman?
Wait. See, if you're not satisfied, that's when you fantasize. Be satisfied.
But I think
and how?
No, wait. No. So. I think sometimes. It's just.
It's just
because we are human. Sometimes we can't control how our minds work.
But
they
if you
can just wander away.
I know.
Even when we don't mean for those things to happen.
Even if we don't mean for those things to happen, if you're lacking those things naturally before, even when you fantasize, you will now go a step further to doing. But if you don't lack those things that you're fantasizing on before.
Yeah.
You might fantasize, but you will discard
I think the husband's friend is a bad guy. Because talking about this, from the right top, she said that the guy talks about what?
How
other women.
Exactly.
Women.
I think the guy is deliberate on that. Trying to, I don't know. So the woman now is
because
not celebrating lustfully.
We didn't read the part that says that the other man has recently been separated from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he's available. It means that she can easily drive
that
down,
is it. So
take some,
she should work on her man.
White rice and no bed.
She should work on her man. She should get the satisfaction
she derives
from.
She did not say she's not satisfied with the man.
There's something that She wants to try out something.
She wants to try out something.
There's something she's missing.
She's a player.
She's not missing anything. She's not missing anything.
Yeah. This woman is just being honest too. Let us give her an honest answer.
Don't do it.
Me, I've said my own. Okay, let's get the line.
Don't bite too. Because if you bite, you can be beaten.
Yeah. Female line.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, morning. And everybody else.
Morning. Yeah. Please settle this thing, Jerry. Thank you.
Okay, I will try. I think I kind of agree with your guests on both sides. I think as a woman, I'll give an example. If I have a man I'm dating and he doesn't pay me compliments, he's not a bad man, do you understand? But if another man comes into the picture and is doing those things that I fancy, I may begin to, think about him. Not to say I will cheat, but there's something she's lacking that she finds in that man.
Oh, okay, man. Can I ask a question? Do you recommend that when a man meets a woman now, he should bring out his pen and paper and interview the woman and say, what are the things that you like? And write it down so that he doesn't forget, so I can be like that. Can it work that way?
It would be nice if you both know what you like and work on it so that you stick to each other and not fantasize. And if we take a survey of people that cheat, it's typically best friend with spouse and things like that nature.
Yes,
it's very, very common. So, you know, we need to be careful. She should not do it. And Uncle Jimmy, I'm Uncle Jimmy. I have a bone to pick with you.
You were so quick
to tell the woman not to cheat, but with the other previous story about smart, you weren't like that. I don't know
what you're talking about. I can't even remember. My memory is very bad. They are not picking anything. Don't pick the bone core. Anyway, thank you very much. We got to go. We got to go. Thank you very much, Ratata. I enjoyed myself. We must do this again.
Yes, we must do this again.
I enjoyed myself. Tomorrow we are going to have another 70-year-old man. Gbeyega Adelaja is one of Nigeria's best contributions to the music industry, but hasn't been well acknowledged. So we'll look through his thoughts tomorrow. He just turned 70. I mean, this man played, I know he played with Hugh Masekela. You don't come easy like that, playing keyboards. I think he played with Osibisa way back then. I think he did. And I think he played, I don't know if he played with Tower Power, whatever it is. But he's played on the international front, but it's just by his quiet mien. He's not a noisemaker, and you don't get to hear the things he did. But I remember very well when he played with Orlando Julius at some kind of party that I was. He brought the house down. He's a keyboardist. He played at the time when people appreciated solos. It's not now that the music is one beat, bam.
Yeah.
Then you take a bad solo, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember even Fela used to have three organs, the keyboards, and he played two with one hand, and one yaka sorien.
I like you, Fela.
Where guy will be here? We call him Lobito. He'll be here tomorrow. And we'll just sit around and look at his thoughts. On Friday, I have a daughter of mine coming. Her late dad was a very good friend of mine, Tim. Her name is Eyi. I'm sorry, I'm not using this in a derogatory word, but you know the way they look to you, she looks like a small rat, you know. But Eyi went to university after going through everything. Now she says she wants to be a mechanic. I think Eyi is still under 30.
Wow.
So I want to bring her here on Friday. I want to know what's going on in her mind. Okay. You know, I've always liked talking to younger people. The world belongs to them, now.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to have. And on Saturday, 9 o'clock, Richard Mumford Damijo will be in the studio.
Wow.
Okay, so we have very good package to look forward to. Thank you very much, Ratata. And so.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
You expect you to see you in half after the first 10 days.
Yeah.
If not, we're moving.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay, go out there and enjoy the rest of your day. Don't go away. The techers will be here any minute from now. And sit back and enjoy them. So see you tomorrow at 9.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.